The Legacy of Deerfield, Colorado by Amy Zimmer, published on February 22, 2019, Colorado State Publications Blog and Colorado Virtual Library. Inspired by the writings of Booker T. Washington, Oliver Toussaint Jackson established a farming colony for African Americans in Weld County in 1910. When one of Jackson's supporters remarked that the farm's fields, quote, will be very dear to us, end quote, the name Deerfield was born. Deerfield's population grew to about 200 residents, and by the end of the decade, two churches, a school, a restaurant, and a gas station were constructed in the town. Deerfield farmers grew corn, hay, oats, and a variety of vegetables, and also raised livestock. Some homesteaders were employed in Denver during the week, then worked their farms over the weekend. In spite of the Deerfield homesteaders' dreams and hard work, factors outside their control led to the abandonment of the town. First, farm prices dropped after the end of World War I, and some farmers lost their land. Others hung on, but they were no match for the ravages of the Dust Bowl that arrived in 1930s. By 1940, the town's population had dropped to 12. O.T. Jackson persisted, however, living in Deerfield until his death in 1948. By that time, Deerfield was essentially a ghost town. Today, crumbling buildings can be seen at the Deerfield site, which Denver's Black American West Museum and other partners have been working to preserve. In 1995, the site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Additionally, the University of Northern Colorado, UNC, has a collection of O.T. Jackson's papers and other items relating to Deerfield, which can be viewed in the university's digital archive. Historic photographs and a brief history of Deerfield can be viewed on the Weld County's website. You can read more about Deerfield in two publications available for checkout from the Colorado State Publications Library: Enduring Legacies, Ethnic Histories and Cultures of Colorado, includes an essay by UNC professor George June, the leading historian on Deerfield. Enduring Legacies also includes several other essays about African American life in Colorado. Also, Colorado Heritage Magazine features an article, Deerfield, A Dream Deferred, in Issue 2, 1988. Both publications can be borrowed from our library directly or by requesting on Prospector.